各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
今天是受难日，借着守主餐，我们教会一同来纪念主耶稣基督被钉十字架。
Today is Good Friday, as we as the church come together for the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus through observing the Lord's Supper.
根据圣经的教导，守主餐有三个目的：第一，纪念主；第二，省察自己；第三，联合教会。
According to the teachings of the Bible, there are three purposes of observing the Lord's Supper. First, to remember the Lord. Second, to examine ourselves. Third, to unite the church.
请大家跟我一起翻开圣经哥林多前书十一章二十三到二十六节。哥林多前书十一章二十三到二十六节。
Please turn to your Bible, 1 Corinthians 11:23-26.
守主餐的第一个目的是要纪念主。
The first purpose is to remember the Lord.
哥林多前书十一章二十三节起，保罗说：“我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就擘开，说：这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说：这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。”你们每逢吃着饼喝着杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
1 Corinthians 11:23-26. For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying,This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
首先我们要问，主餐是怎么来的？主餐是直接从主耶稣来的。我当日传给你们的是从主领受的。
First, we need to ask, how did we get the Lord's Supper?The Lord's Supper came directly from Lord Jesus, for I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you.
耶稣给门徒设立了两个礼，一个是主餐，一个是敬礼。除了这两个，没有别的礼。
Jesus has ordained two ordinances for his disciples, the Lord's Supper and the baptism. There's no other ordinance save these two.
主餐，耶稣被钉十字架之前对门徒说，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
For the Lord's Supper, it was right before the crucifixion, Jesus said to his disciples, "Do this in remembrance of me."
那敬礼是耶稣被钉，耶稣从死里复活之后，对门徒说，你们要奉父子圣灵的名给人施敬。
For baptism, it was after resurrection, Jesus said to his disciples,Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
一个是在钉十字架之前，一个是在复活之后。两次说话的对象都是门徒，两次都是命令句。
One was before the crucifixion, the other after the resurrection. On both occasions, the objects he spoke to were the disciples, and on both occasions, he spoke in the imperative form.
如果你是耶稣的门徒，必须要受浸和守主餐，因为这是主的命令。
It is imperative for you to receive baptism and to observe the Lord's Supper if you are a disciple of Jesus. These are the Lord's commands.
那弟兄姐妹，你不是遵守宗教的仪式，你是遵守主的命令。
You are not practicing religious rites. You are following the Lord's order.
那耶稣的话是对众门徒说的，那个门徒这个字是复数，不是单数。
And Jesus spoke to the disciples. The word disciples is in plural form, not singular form.
这个复数有深意。当初门徒是和众门徒一起吃最后的晚餐，不是和某一个门徒单独吃晚餐。如果没有其他的门徒，弟兄姐妹，你自己一个人不能够适当的纪念主。
There's profound meaning in the plural form. It's not with just one disciple that Jesus had the Last Supper, but with many disciples. Without the presence of other disciples, you alone cannot properly remember the Lord.
因为主餐的本质是牺牲的爱，那耶稣是因为爱门徒为他们舍命，他吩咐门徒也要照样彼此相爱。
For the essence of the Lord's Supper is sacrificial love. Jesus loves his disciples to lay down his life for them. He commanded the disciples to love each other likewise.
那是在耶稣被卖的那一夜，他擘开饼和门徒同吃，举起杯和门徒同饮，然后吩咐他们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
On the night that he was betrayed, Jesus broke the bread and ate with the disciples, took the cup and drank with the disciples. He commanded them to do the same thing for the purpose of remembering him.
那天晚上发生什么事情呢？那天晚上耶稣被捉拿，被审问，被鞭打，第二天被钉在十字架上。为什么呢？因为他爱我们，以自己为赎罪祭，成为代罪的羔羊，在十字架上舍命。
So what happened that night? After the dinner, Jesus was arrested, tried, scourged, and nailed to the cross the next day. For he loved us, making himself an offering for sin. As a sacrificial lamb, he laid down his life on the cross.
先知以赛亚说，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
The prophet Isaiah said, But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed.
又说耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他却必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通。
Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand.
让我们来看看这件事情的意义，就是神的儿子，他是圣洁无瑕的，被钉在十字架上。那圣经说，这件事的原因是爱。
Let's look at the meaning of this. The Son of God, Holy and pure, was nailed to a cross. The Bible says the reason for this is love.
罗马书说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Romans 5:8 tells us that but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
那约翰一书说，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
1 John 3:16 tells us this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters.
但弟兄姐妹，我们再来看一下，我们得蒙救赎，是因为主耶稣牺牲的爱，然后主要我们借着守主餐来纪念这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, let's consider this. We are redeemed by the sacrificial love of Jesus. The Lord asks us to remember it through the observance of the Lord's Supper.
主为我们舍命，我们也当为弟兄舍命。这就是为什么必须弟兄姐妹同在一起，我们才能够适当的守主餐。
Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. This is why we need to be with other disciples in order to properly observe the Lord's Supper.
那基督的爱是主餐的根基，然后教会彼此相爱是实践主的爱。
So the love of Christ is the foundation of the Lord's Supper. Loving each other in the church is the fulfillment of that love.
再来看一下，弟兄姐妹，我们得救赎是因为爱。只有在爱里面，我们才能得到拯救。那主要我们一起来纪念这件事情。
So our salvation is in love, and only in love can we be saved. The Lord commanded us to remember it together.
那主的爱救赎我们的灵魂，彼此相爱能够救赎你的人生。
So the love of Christ has saved our souls, and loving one another will save your life.
你的人生很容易荒废掉， 只有爱才能够救赎他。
Your life is easily wasted away. Only love can save it.
按照世界的方法来行事，弟兄姐妹，你必定会荒废自己的人生。用主的方法才能够救赎他。
If you walk in the world's way, you will for sure waste away your life. Walking in accordance to the Lord's way will save it.
我们知道人生很短，真的很短。我们要珍惜在一起的日子，不要用这些日子来彼此猜忌，甚至相咬相吞，要用来彼此信任跟彼此相爱。
You know that life is short, and we'll do well by cherishing the days that we have together. Do not waste your life in fighting and hurting one another, but rather in trusting and loving each other.
因为我们看到坐在宝座上的是被杀的羔羊，是被牺牲的那一位，是神的爱在掌权坐宝座。
So we know the one that sits on the throne is the Lamb who was slain. The one who reigns is the love of God.
启示录这样子说，神的儿子犹大支派的狮子，却成为被杀的羔羊，唯有他配得，他配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞。
Revelation 5:12 tells us that the Son of God, the Lion of Judah, has become the Lamb who was slain. Only he is worthy. He is worthy to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.
是圣洁的主，他甘心成为代罪的羔羊，一次而永远将自己献为赎罪祭，使我们因为信他而称义，永远不再被定罪。
The Holy Lord willingly made himself a sacrificial lamb, presenting himself once for all as an offering for sin, so that those who believe in him will not be condemned, but forever be justified.
那弟兄姐妹，吃饼的时候要记得，就自己是一个已经蒙救赎的人，你一切的罪在十字架上已经洗干净了。
So you must remember that you are a redeemed person when you take the bread.All of your sins have been washed away on the cross.
圣经又说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
The Bible also said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
那弟兄姐妹，当你喝杯的时候，要记得主跟你立了一个新约，一个约。
So brothers and sisters, when you take the cup, you need to remember that the Lord has made a new covenant with you.
那主是用他的血和你立约，那这个约永远不能更改。说我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
And this covenant is made with the Lord's blood. It's eternally immutable.I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people.
那弟兄姐妹，你看吃饼是向后看，看到主为我舍身，我所有的罪已经得蒙赦免。那领那个杯是向前看，看到主和我立了新约，立了这么一个约，我一生的日子都有主的同在。
Taking the bread is looking back that the Lord has laid down his life for me.All my sins are already forgiven. Taking the cup is looking ahead. The Lord has made a covenant with me, so the days of my life will be filled with His presence.
你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes.
守主餐是表明主的死，将。基督的十字架明显化，展示出来给人看。
Observing the Lord's Supper is to proclaim the Lord's death. It is to display, to make it obvious, the cross of Christ.
那我们守主餐要守到什么时候呢？圣经说，只等到他来。
So how long do we keep observing the Lord's Supper? The Bible tells us until He comes.
那弟兄姐妹，死人是不会回来的。除非他复活了。
And dear brothers and sisters, a dead man will not come back unless he has risen.
守主餐不但表明主的死，也表明主已经复活了。
The Lord's Supper not only proclaimed the Lord's death, but also his resurrection.
那守主餐的我们是一个信心的群体，我们相信主爱我们，我们相信主为我们舍身，我们相信主已经复活，有一天要回来接我们。
We who observe the Lord's Supper are a community of faithful believers. We believe the Lord loves us. We believe the Lord laid down his life for us. We believe the Lord has risen. One day he will come back for us.
守主餐的第二个目的是省察自己。
The second purpose of observing the Lord's Supper is to examine ourselves.
我读哥林多前书十一章二十七到二十九节。所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
Reading from 1 Corinthians 11, 27 to 29. So then whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves.
守主餐的第二个目的是省察自己，有两方面的省察。第一是真理的省察，第二是行为的省察。
Second purpose of observing the Lord's Supper is to examine ourselves. There are two kinds of examination, one in truth, the other in behavior.
真理的省察，你必须明白自己所吃的饼跟所喝的杯是什么，因为人吃喝若不分辨，是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
To examine yourself in truth, you need to grasp the meaning of the bread you eat and the cup you drink. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves.
那么吃喝自己的罪会有什么后果呢？保罗说，因此在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的，死的也不少。
What are the consequences of eating and drinking judgment on yourself? Paul says, that is why many among you are weak and sick.And a number of you have fallen asleep.
那另外，我们也要在行为上省察自己，特别是你是否造成弟兄姐妹之间的分歧。
And also, you need to examine yourself in behavior, especially in the area that am I causing divisions among brothers and sisters.
我们看一下这段经文的来源。保罗之所以会讲到主餐的事情，是因为哥林多教会彼此分门别类。
So let's take a look why Paul talked about the Lord's Supper. It's because there are divisions within the Corinthian church.
那保罗说，我现在吩咐你们的话不是称赞你们，因为你们聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类。
So Paul said, in the following directives, I have no praise for you, for your meetings do more harm than good.In the first place, I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions among you.
那弟兄姐妹，每次守主餐，我们要省察自己，我是否有得罪主和得罪人的地方？如果有，首先要向主认罪。主是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。
Brothers and sisters, every time we observe the Lord's Supper, we need to ask ourselves.Have I sinned against the Lord or other people? If yes, you need to confess your sins to the Lord. The Lord is faithful and just. He will forgive you your sins.
特别要省察的是，我是否排斥某一个人或某一群人，是否不愿意接受某个地方的来的，或者是和我不一样的人。
And a special area that we need to ask ourselves is, am I rejecting someone or some group of people? Am I reluctant to accept people from a particular place or people who are different from me?
那我在派主餐的时候时常会提醒大家说、我们教会是不分白人黑人，也不分从大陆来的从台湾来的，如果你分门别类的话，就请你不要守主餐。
So whenever I administer the Lord's Supper in our church, I usually remind you that our church does not distinguish racially between black and white, nor people from mainland China or from Taiwan. If you do, please do not participate in the Lord's Supper.
就请不要干犯主的身、主的血，以免吃喝自己的罪。
Please do not sin against the body and blood of the Lord, lest you eat and drink judgment upon yourself.
那这就说到主餐的第三个目的是联合教会。
That brings us to the third purpose of observing the Lord's Supper, to unite the church.
那弟兄姐妹，当我们大家可以一起来分享那个饼跟杯的时候，它其实是一幅非常美丽的画面，这也是一间教会对一个分歧的世界所能做的最美好、最有力的见证。
It is a very beautiful picture when people are sharing the bread and cup. It's the most beautiful and powerful testimony for a church to give to a divisive world.
我们看到现在的社会是高度分歧，人们在许多的层面强调自己的不同，而我们却在守主餐，强调什么呢？强调我们在基督里的合一。
We see in today's society, people are highly divisive. People assert their differences on many levels. Yet, when we are having the Lord's Supper, we assert our unity in Christ.
哥林多前书第十章十六到十七节这么说：我们所祝福的杯，岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼，岂不是统领基督的身体吗？我们虽多，仍是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
First Corinthians 10:16-17, is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ, and is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ, because there is one loaf, we who are many, one body, for we all share the one loaf.
如果一间教会里的人啊，他们来自四面八方，他们不一样没错，但是大家却彼此接纳，彼此相爱，他们在基督里成为一家人，那么这个力量是何等的有这个见证是何等的有力量。
So if there is a church and the people in that church are from different places and have different origins and roots,Truly, they are different, yet when they accept one another and love one another and become a family in Christ, this is a very powerful testimony.
那现在的社会，弟兄姐妹，族群之间彼此排斥，政治立场或意识形态不同的人也会彼此厌弃。
In today's society, different racial groups reject each other. People loathe those who hold different political views or ideologies from their own.
那么是大家喜欢分裂吗？其实人心厌倦分裂，渴望合一，只是做不到。
So do people like divisions? No, they are tired of divisions, and they actually long for unity. However, they just cannot help themselves.
如果很意外的，他们发现有一个地方做到了，背景不同的人彼此相爱，那么那个见证的力量是非常的大。
So if by surprise they find a place that actually can achieve unity, a place where people of different backgrounds are actually loving each other, indeed it will be a very powerful testimony.
弟兄姐妹，其实每次守主餐，我们都是在联合我们的教会，提醒自己，和我一起领饼跟领杯的人是我的家人。
So every time we...Have the Lord's Supper, we are uniting the church, reminding ourselves that those who share the blood, share the bread and cup with me are my family.
我们所祝福的杯是统领基督的血，我们所擘开的饼是统领基督的身体，我们虽多仍是一个身体。
The cup for which we give thanks is a participation in the blood of Christ. The bread that we break is a participation in the body of Christ.We who are many are one body.
你说我已经信主了，已经接受过水礼的呢？感谢主，你是一个心里面有基督的人。
So you say, I have believed in the Lord. I have been baptized. Praise the Lord. You have Christ in your heart.
那主怎样接纳了你，你也怎样接纳别人。
As the Lord has accepted you, now go and accept others likewise.
弟兄姐妹，我们一起守主餐是纪念 主耶稣基督的十字架，因为主耶稣他是我们的和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
Brothers and sisters, we are observing the Lord's Supper to remember the cross of Jesus. For he himself is our peace, who has made two groups one and have destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility.
现在我们存着感恩的心来这里同领主的饼跟主的杯，我们来爱我们的弟兄姐妹，那主爱我也爱他们，为我们舍己。
With hearts of thanksgiving, we come to receive the bread of and cup of the Lord. We come here to love our brothers and sisters in the Lord. The Lord loves me and loves them. He laid down his life for us.
这样的守主餐是教会给一个分裂的社会最美好、最有力量的见证。
To observe the Lord's Supper in such manner is the most beautiful and powerful testimony a church can give to a divisive society.
那今天是受难日，2000年前我们的主在这一天跟门徒吃最后的晚餐，后来他就被捕，被钉在十字架上。
Today is Good Friday. Our Lord Jesus had his last supper with his disciples about 2,000 years ago, and he later was arrested and eventually crucified.
让我们一起来纪念主。
Let us remember him.